to your phone, I'm afraid of the phone. No, but some, if your phone is ringing, why don't you answer it? Why do you just let it go to voicemail? Or is it just me? That coming up in about 15 minutes time. And then the crazy story of a huge operation from York Police that's just outside of Toronto. They brought down a mafia family, a $35 million bust that had to be dropped because the police did what? Or did they do everything by the book? That in a half an hour on the iHeartTalk Radio Network.
The reason auto manufacturers are taking AM radios out of cars. Jim Richards and News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Joe Bowen is the radio voice of the Toronto Maple Leafs. He had put out on Twitter or X earlier today that he wants the, you know, when hockey rolls around, probably in any city, the rich people or the people with the deepest pockets get the tickets. And sometimes they might be too uptight to get off their arse and cheer. The hoity-toities get the seats. And they're sitting on their hands like a typical Toronto crowd. So Joe Bowen called out Toronto fans for that. But now people are talking about something else. I said earlier, what is the sound of Canada? The call of Canada, people think is... But I think the call of Canada, the sound of Canada, is it the Tragically Hip? Is it Stompin' Tom? Anne Murray? Is it Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot, the band? No.
Canada trying to hang on and get a break. It's going to be a break. It is Joe Sakic scores!
For many people, in this country, that's the voice that unites. A loud screaming voice with the enthusiasm of Canada's passion for hockey, screaming into a microphone, pouring into ears from coast to coast. Some people think that's the voice of the Toronto Maple Leafs, the voice of Hockey Night in Canada. But I get it that people in Ottawa or Montreal might hear that differently. I think of that as the voice of Hockey Night in Canada, not the voice of the Leafs, but they might sound differently coming out of your speaker. I get that. Matt Cause joins us right now. He was on the air today. We learned of the passing of Bob Cole just before he went on the air, Matt.
Yeah, it was, I don't want to say it's shocking. The man was 90 years old and, you know, passed away last night with friends and close family around him in Newfoundland. But it still hurt because he's the audio wallpaper of our sports life. He's the sound of hockey, the sound of sports, the sound of Saturday night. And so for Bob Cole to pass, just a familiar presence in our lives for, you know, if you're a sports fan for so much of your life, to see, you know, for him to pass, it hit emotionally. And I was talking about it off the top of the show today, and you know, I'd never met the man personally, and even I was getting a little choked up talking about it.
Yeah. What do you think did that to you? Just that you could meet somebody who's like 60 or 70 who said they grew up listening to him, and then you could find somebody who's, I don't know, 25 who grew up, thinks they grew up listening to him. I say think, not in a demeaning way, but just because that's the way they feel.
Yeah, the generational gap. I think it was because he was an icon. He was a legend. I think part of it is it's the passing of history because, you know, you don't have the same amount of people watching or listening to games now that you did in the 70s, 80s, and 90s because of, you know, splintered media. Also, I always appreciate the fact that he was someone that wasn't everyone enjoyed. Everyone liked there. He wasn't someone that there was a large group that didn't appreciate his call or who he was. But I think, Jim, in the end, my favorite quote, and I was reading about it, you know, right before I went on air, is that even in his mid-80s, when he was finishing his final years, because this last year was 2019, he said he still got goosebumps. I love the idea of someone who wasn't jaded, who still found joy in his job and joy in sports. And the fact he still got goosebumps doing the job, I loved hearing that. And I think that's why the emotional connection was there.
Yeah, very much so. But, Matt, thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely. Take it.
Appreciate that. Here is Bob saying that.
You get goosebumps. I do anyway.
You still do?
Yeah, I still do. The building, the quietness of the building, everything's so clean.
I get why if you're listening in Ottawa or Montreal, you might feel differently about that, because maybe he, to you, was a Leaf homer. Totally get that. He took over from Foster Hewitt, who was the first voice of Hockey Night in Canada. And many people, I, as a kid, listening to Montreal Canadian games, felt the passion for Danny Gallivan. And to me, that was a voice that was also with Montreal Canadiens, heard from coast to coast, but that was hockey. And Bob Cole and I guess Danny Gallivan were 1A and 1B. I asked Dave Bedini, who's written 3,000 books on hockey. He's the member of the Rio Statics, if he could just kick back and explain his love for Bob Cole.
Yeah, it was sad to wake up to the news today that Bob Cole had passed away. You know, his voice being one of the voices that are part of our collective imagination is certainly tied to, you know, watching hockey and listening to the games through his storytelling, really, of those games, you know, dating back to 1972. Bob was actually the voice of CBC Radio calling those games. That was in the shadow of his hero Foster Hewitt's work on television, and truth be told, Bob was probably a little bit better at it on the radio because he could pronounce the names of the Soviet players, and Foster, who came out of retirement, had struggled. He actually even struggled pronouncing the name Cornwallier, but nonetheless. Bob learned from Foster. Foster's advice to Bob was flow and anticipate while calling games. And, you know, in person, Bob was a really unassuming guy. Smaller guy with a big heart, really had a lot of time for, you know, the grannies and the kids equally. I was with him in 2018 in Corner Brook, Newfoundland. That was the last time. And we ended up talking a lot about Dick Irvin, the former Hockey Night in Canada broadcaster, Montreal Canadiens broadcaster, who's still with us, and just about Dick's incredible knowledge of big band music and music of the 40s and 50s. And Bob really wanted to spend most of the time talking about Dick and, you know, what a great guy he is and how vast his knowledge was. And I think that also kind of spoke to the kind of person Bob was, you know, humble to a fault, you know, wanting to deflect, you know, kind of the greatness and the, you know, reputation that he had onto others. It was easy for him to walk among the crowd there in Newfoundland, despite the fact that he was, you know, shining, you know, superstar of the gathering there during hockey day in Corner Brook. But yeah, he was smooth. He was easy among other people, and, you know, unforgettable calls in 72, and of course the unforgettable call in 76, Red Army against the Philadelphia Flyers, and on and on and on through Gretzky and Lemieux's heyday. And I think Bob only got better as he got older, just really kind of growing into that growl. Stentorian, I think, is the word maybe you'd use to describe just the timbre of his voice and the depth and range and tone of his voice. And great into the end, you know, I don't think he really flagged as an artist. Incredible legacy, 90 years old. A Newfoundlander, really, who conquered Canada. It's not really too many that did what he did, that loomed over an entire hockey culture for as long as he did. Sweet guy. He'll be missed, but what a life. Oh, baby.
Joe Sakic scores, and that makes it 5-2.
you don't.